the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The story making the rounds is apparently a video of Ms. Broadwell, a keynote speech at University of Denver Alumni Symposium, during which she apparently, in responding to a question, alludes to a secret CIA annex or detention facility in Libya, and that they had picked up a couple of Libyan militia members, and perhaps the attack on the consulate was an attempt to get the prisoners back.
There is Alan Laudell, who is from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about one of the possible security breaches that led to the uncovering of the Petraeus scandal and subsequent resignation. The resignation of Mr. Petraeus is where we start here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour of overview, if you will. Talkers.com taking a look along with the staff of this program, or a listen, more importantly, a look at some of the television, the news talk television shows for sure, and then the talk radio programs that are interested in issues of the day, etc. From CNN, investigative reporter Brian Todd runs down a timeline of events that led up to the resignation.
We have new information that the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, the congressman from Virginia, may have found out almost 2 weeks before the president did about this affair. This and other timelines we're following on the investigation have led to some genuine anger over why the White House and other top congressional leaders were not told sooner.
A timeline CNN has put together shows the Republican House Majority Leader may have known about former CIA Director David Petraeus' extramarital affair before the president did. That's according to aides to Congressman Eric Cantor, who tell us he found out from an FBI employee concerned that national security might have been breached as a result of the affair. Cantor was told on October 27th. President Obama didn't find out about the affair until after Election Day. Congressional leaders from both parties are upset that neither they nor the president were informed until late last week.
Obviously, this was a matter involving a potential compromise of security, and the president should have been told about it at the earliest date.
A U.S. official has said there was no breach of security as a result of the affair. A Cantor aide says the congressman called the FBI's leadership to report the information he got on October 31st.
But according to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI's probe had already been underway for months. The journal says the FBI's investigation began in May when it started looking into emails described as threatening sent to a woman CNN has identified as Jill Kelly, a family friend of Petraeus's.
The FBI traced the emails back to Paula Broadwell, Petraeus' biographer. A U.S. official tells CNN the message of the emails was along the lines of, "Stay away from my guy," but did not threaten violence. By late summer, the Wall Street Journal reports, the Bureau had linked Broadwell to Petraeus. That's when, the Journal says, top law enforcement officials informed Attorney General Eric Holder of the situation.
Should he have let the White House know at that point?
Well, I think my personal opinion is no, because once the White House, once some staffer knows, once, you know, various people find out about something, it becomes public almost instantly. You see this all the time.
CNN contributor Tom Fuentes, a former FBI assistant director, says under its protocols, the FBI and Justice Department should have kept it inside their circles unless there was evidence of a breach of security or criminal wrongdoing, and there was no evidence of either. The Journal reports the FBI interviewed Petraeus the week before the election, and NBC News reports the Bureau wrapped up its investigation on November 2nd.
Now, on the complaints from top members of Congress about not being informed, one U.S. official told us, that's natural, but, quote, there are protocols in place to protect people. So why didn't Congressman Cantor go to top congressional leaders when he got the information on October 27th? A Cantor aide tells us the congressman's information came from one person in one phone call, that it was unsubstantiated at the time, and he felt it was up to the FBI to look into it and report it to the appropriate people in Congress when the time was right.
What does that mean, when the time was right? Talk Radio Countdown Show examining the Petraeus resignation from the television reporting side of things. He's not the only one who's in trouble, it would appear. More of that coming up in a moment. We also have some time, hopefully, for more discussion of the presidential election, although I'm sure a lot of you would like to be heard on this, and you're welcome to join us at any point here in the next few minutes at 800-510-8255. Something smelly about this to any of you? It's interesting that Senator Bernie Sanders, who's from Vermont, arguing that Congress should have been informed about the investigation. He said, I think There should have been some information immediately. Congress ultimately has oversight over what goes on in the intelligence community. So why did the FBI keep it from the president? Why? Lots of questions here. Here's Shepard Smith talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. Napolitano doesn't think the FBI had any business going through General Petraeus's email.
I don't really understand how this went from an affair through an email to an investigation on this level.
You know, I don't understand that either, Shep. And in order for the FBI to be reading the emails of the chief spy of the United States, the director of the CIA, they would either need a search warrant from a federal judge, in which case they'd have to demonstrate to him that General Petraeus himself was possessing or was involved with, was possessing evidence of a crime or was engaged in criminal activity, or they'd have to write their own search warrant under the Patriot Act, in which case they'd have to satisfy themselves that the general was involved in terrorist activity. Now, both of these is absurd, and neither of them could form the basis for this. The only other way they would surveil his emails is to have hacked into a CIA computer, which would then be a crime for them. So, any one of those three situations, the FBI has a lot of explaining to do. What were FBI agents doing monitoring the secret emails of the director of the CIA, and how is it the CIA didn't know about it? Because the FBI surely knew about the about General Petraeus's personal behavior long before this. They knew about it when they investigated him, when they did a background search of him prior to his confirmation as the head of the FBI. They knew about the relationship with Mrs. Brodwell then. So why did they need to corroborate this relationship by viewing his secret emails, which are against the law to view unless you have a search warrant? None of this is being answered. This, in my view, is just as troubling as Senator Feinstein's concern that the Congress wasn't notified. It's troubling because there are laws that the FBI has to follow, and General Petraeus, just because he's an adulterer, doesn't lose his constitutional rights. And he has the right to be protected from an unwarranted, unjustified investigation by the FBI or anyone.
I'm with him on that. What about you? 800-510-8255. I find myself agreeing with Napolitano most of the time. The FBI, I don't get that they had any business doing this. If they did have a business, then they need to tell people what that business was. Otherwise, people are going to begin to conclude that the FBI is out of control, and I think that that's something that you can. There are too many of these agencies. There are 17 alphabet agencies doing spying and surveillance, and you see how powerful the computer connections are, how powerful their devices and tools are, how they can get you and trump up things. Who knows what this is about? I think that he's onto something there. What about you? 800-510-8255. Be interesting to see how many people doing talk radio programs take that approach and then dig apart. Well, of course, now there are two women involved, and you know the old business about women and the scorn, but this is... There's just too much power focused in these black ops groups, and they don't have to report to anybody. Look at this whole thing here. The president doesn't know. Members of Congress don't tell other people that ought to be under, should be, if you will, under the veil. This is messy business. Messy business. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Airborne Guy here with great immune support news. New Airborne plus energy. We took Airborne's 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, like zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C, and added 8 B vitamins for energy support. Plus, it's caffeine-free. New Airborne plus energy in great-tasting natural citrus or berry flavors. Airborne, real immune support. Also an effervescent, chewables, and new hot soothing mix.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel William Irving McCowan, United States Air Force.
As I say, on our second combat mission, we were a little over 100 miles out. We had to make a 100-mile call out of Kadena. And in the weather, naturally fully combat loaded. And we had engine exploded on us and caught fire and went back to Kadena. But they had trouble getting ambulances over to us and fire trucks. And in fact, one of the fire trucks broke an axle trying to get to us. And but anyhow, they finally got to us and picked us up and went to the hospital. That's about it. It was our hairy second mission.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're discussing the Petraeus resignation. Here's host Jake Hartford along with John Cass talking to Ronald Kessler, who is the fellow who broke the scandal about the Secret Service regarding the different stories going around.
What is the take right now on the story? I mean, there's been so many different versions of it. What version should we believe at this point?
Yeah, the first version is your own common sense, and that is, given that this investigation was going on for months, and all of a sudden Obama is told about it two days after the election, is obviously absurd. But I have inside information. In fact, I have a story up on Newsmax today. On October 10th, I was given a tip by one of the FBI people involved that the FBI had been told to just keep this quiet until after the election. And this agent was outraged, and all of a sudden politics had entered into a decision by the FBI.
Who told him?
Beg your pardon?
Who told him to keep it quiet?
The orders came from Mueller, but they went beyond that. He didn't know about White House involvement. He knew Justice Department was involved. But obviously, this kind of political decision would have had to be made by the White House. And if Obama had not been told that the FBI was investigating the CIA director, that would have been a scandal. I mean, that's just any sensitive information is conveyed to Obama. Mueller, the FBI director, meets with him every week and informs him of any threats and any sensitive investigations. So there's a huge cover-up going on, and you're seeing in the press these anonymous accounts that obviously come from the FBI explaining why it took so long. It takes so long to trace emails. Today it takes about half an hour to trace these emails. In my book, The Secrets of the FBI, which the FBI cooperated on, I outline just how the FBI does wiretapping, does intercepts of emails, and it's all done electronically, fed to field offices by broadband. And there are warrants in place that can automatically start these things going. It takes a half an hour.
Wow. Here's some pretty interesting information, eh? 800-510-TALK-21 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And all the hoopla about General Petraeus and all the other things that are connected to it, the statements of some of these people. It's also interesting to look into what's going on with General John Allen. We'll talk about him in a few minutes. Back now to the focus on the crime supposedly committed by General Petraeus. Here's Talk Host Gene Mueller with ABC's crime analyst Brad Garrett about the investigation.
But this is the bigger story here. It seems like, okay, there was the initial surprise about Petraeus, but now after the weekend spin and the Sunday talk shows, you have some folks on Capitol Hill crying foul, saying they should have been in on this far sooner.
Which there is absolutely no reporting requirements to tell Congress about some official having a relationship with someone else. The agents, after they got the information, it looks like to me exhaustively investigated. Were there any national security breaches? Did the general provide anyone, in particular Paula Broadwell, with classified information? Did he allow her access to it? And after they appears to have eliminated all of that, that they had nothing. And this was investigated as a criminal matter. I used to look at these kind of cases almost daily, people coming in complaining about harassments or cyber stalking. And so as they investigated it, they didn't find any of the national security violations. That's when you had to report it to Congress and others. And the case just sort of ended with no one being charged, and I would guess no one probably will be, and obviously the general resigning. So Congress's complaints are sort of more, I'm not sure why, other than attention, but there is clearly, I tell you, if that were the case, that's all agents would be doing, be running to the Hill, talking about, you know, person X and Miss Y having a relationship.
And I guess that begs the question, Brad, if there was no security compromise, if no secrets were spilled, why did the general have to resign? I mean, we had a president who had an extramarital affair and he stayed on.
Right, and I suspect he could have stayed and the president would have allowed him to stay. But my sense was that his own standards and pride wouldn't let him stay. I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, hasn't been a politician. He's been a decorated four-star, 37-year military guy with this, you know, at least on the surface, a sparkling record. With I would guess, very high standards, and he's violated his own standards. So I think this is probably more driven by him than anybody else.
800-510-TALK. The ladies on The View on the television yesterday discussed whether we ought to care about officials having sexual affairs.
If there's a possible security breach, I really think that we should get off these people's, these guys' backs who are having affairs. Who cares? I mean, really. And it's nothing to In this case, there is an issue with the CIA, et cetera. But like even with President Clinton, I don't think that that really impeded his job, and they went after him and they impeached him.
Can I give you another example?
And you want to have, there's one joke I could make, though. Go ahead.
You want to make a joke? People look at this in different ways. In France, for example, their president, Françoise Hollande, was living with one woman's, I'm not going to get the name, Ségolène Royal, and their four children when he started seeing his current lover, and he was elected president in 2012. Sure. As you would say so often, who cares?
Right.
Has nothing to do with the way he governs. You know, we are a different country.
In this case, Barbara, you have to admit there could be a breach of security.
Actually, but there wasn't.
You never know.
And
so what if it had kept going on? That's what I'm saying.
Well, then it would have put him in a more vulnerable situation.
He broke it off. Just to say, you know, he broke it off. This woman who had been hired to be his biographer, who had never written a book before, and then went and became embedded with the troops and stuff, you know. Having sex with somebody is still legal in this country unless they're underage.
It's against the military code of justice, however. Food for thought, 28 after on the countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later. Adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talk radio coast to coast. We'll discuss the election aftermath after a bit, but first your calls on the Petraeus situation. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, second half hour here. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you in at 800-510-8255. What were the FBI agents doing checking into what was going on with Mr. Petraeus, General Petraeus? I don't like all these black ops operators. I don't like anything that's secretive as far as the government is concerned. You and I are paying for this. I want to know what we're getting for our money. They'll tell you all kinds of gobbledygook and BS about it's for your protection nonsense. How is this for our protection? Then there's the case of General John Allen, who's commander of the Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. He's under investigation over allegations of inappropriate emails between him and the woman who sparked the probe in the first place. Secretary of Defense, Mr. Panetta, said that the FBI had referred a matter involving Allen to the Department of Defense. Panetta said Secretary directed that the matter be referred to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense. Statement says Allen would remain commander during the investigation. So the emails on the comings and goings of Petraeus and other military officials have been part of this whole thing with the FBI sticking their nose into things that is, at this point, pretty questionable operational procedure. 800-510-8255. Ryan in Texas is disappointed in the general.
I'm really disappointed in General Petraeus. We have some of our best supposed to be disciplined minds being taken in by people that's writing books. I think it's a travesty for America. I think too many people in America are involved in infidelity. And here we're telling our young people about discipline and the way to do things right. But I think it's a shame, man. I have a brother that's an airborne ranger, man. He's not in the army no more. But he's still disciplined, you know, and I think it's just a travesty, man.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who may have that. 800-510-8255. The FBI searched Paula Broadwell's home. Officials say the FBI agent who worked with the lady who was involved with General Anderson, her name is Jill Kelly. She got the anonymous emails from Broadwell. She... back and forth, apparently, There was an obsession. Both of these women, it appears, have these obsessions with men in uniform. And so what is that got to do with the FBI? Well, we could have secrets being. Yeah, come on. 800-510-8255. Billy in Florida has mixed feelings about this scandal.
You know, it's a real mixed bag of feelings about things like this. I mean, here's the guy at the head of the CIA, and look how long it took us to find this out. I'm a trained military combat medic in Vietnam era, and I'm gay. I can only relate to you that when they suspected me of being gay when I was in the Air Force, I worked in the surgery suite of the recovery unit. Two OSI investigators came to me and removed me from that unit. Each of them had a hand on my shoulder and one on my arm and paraded me out of the hospital because they suspected I was gay. I just don't think there's even ground when we come to things like this. And, you know, I'm sorry that the gentleman's had this problem, but, you know, it government never surprises me.
I'm with you on that one. The government doesn't surprise. And that's really disheartening and disturbing. This married Florida woman who blew the lid off of the affair, Jill Kelly, 37 years old from Tampa, a social liaison to the Joint Special Operations Command. What in the world is that? What is that? Jealous messages from Paula Broadwell. She's the one who turned him in, but apparently, if I'm reading all this correctly, she's somehow connected to General Anderson. This looks like, man, what a can of worms. Whew. I'm not 100% since you're following all of this, right? But you got anything to add? 800-510-8255. Ben in Maryland on the Petraeus affair.
I think I agree with USA Today when they said that it's the nature of his job. I mean, this man, more than anybody else, is supposed to control the flow of information. I mean, if it had been like Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, the only question would have been, well, did he take public transportation there, or did he take his own car and the Easy Pass records got him? Like, that would be the only question. It doesn't pertain to the job, but if you can't control the flow of personal information about your own life, being essentially the country's top spy, it raises legitimate questions. You know, security breach or no, it's a problem.
800-510-8255. I remember hearing at one point in time Petraeus had some presidential aspirations. Dude, do you remember hearing that? 800-510-TALK. So Ms. Kelly alerts the FBI. Then the FBI begins pursuing as a possible case of cyber harassment or stalking. Why is the FBI involved in that? These anonymous emails continued, and they were the ones that were from Paula Broadwell. And I'm not quite sure, again, how what she thought. Apparently Broadwell thought Kelly was interested in Petraeus, and she basically was warning him to keep her distance. Is that what this is, man? 800-510-8255. Tom's in Illinois and wonders why this stuff didn't get leaked before the election.
I've read where the House, where Eric Cantor knew something about this relationship very early on, or at least early on for the rest of the country. Are there any comments about why this wasn't used as some kind of, blackmail is probably too strong a word, but material to help the Republicans win in the elections? I wouldn't agree that it would be a credible campaign event. It's just curious with all the mudslinging that goes on in a presidential election, especially the past one, that someone didn't take the ball on this and run with it, I guess. And I'm just curious as to why someone, even someone low level, didn't decide to try and at least test the waters and push this out to the media and find out if there could be a bite, especially in the last week or 2 weeks before the election.
800-510-8255. Let's scoot over to John in Enid, Oklahoma, live on the countdown now. John, go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Doug. You know, this whole history of the FBI going all the way back to its creation by J. Edgar Hoover, when he had files on everybody who was anybody in the country. First thing happened after he died, the administration went in and got all those files. Now, Bill Clinton, when he first became president, that was his first act as president, was to go in and get the revised, upgraded files from the FBI, which he still has, by the way. I think the FBI really ought to be called the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, not investigation.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's the right word. I think you're right about that. It is intimidation. Thanks for your thoughts. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I believe it may be time to replace Eric Holder.
I believe it was time to replace Eric Holder a long time ago. But anyway, go ahead.
He refuses to follow protocol. You know, as soon as General Petraeus' name came up to the FBI, they should have immediately ceased their investigation and turned it over to the national security.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has implications of getting into top secret classified material, which they don't have the authority to view. And it should have been turned over to the NSA. But it's several things now that he's done that he just doesn't follow proper protocol. He doesn't, it's like they're freelance. They just do what they want to do.
Well, I think that's one of the things that's coming up here, Jeff, as we investigate and you dig around and see related stories and information, you understand that a lot of the things the FBI are doing, being hired out to private concerns, pretty much the way many things in the military are being hired out to private concerns, and that spreads the info around. I think yesterday I saw that there were 783 or 873,000 people that had top-level security clearance in this country. Do you realize that's about 1 in 30, 1 in 33 or 1 in 34 top-level security? I don't have it. Do you? 800-510-8255. And why do all these people have it? Many of them are private contractors. They're so far, they're referred to as private contractors. The senior law enforcement folks say the FBI investigating Petraeus was the whole thing was wrapped up before the presidential election. So once again, I can repeat this and keep repeating it. Why is it that the matter was held until after the election? Even if President Obama didn't know about it, and I think there's fairly convincing information that he didn't. So who are these people to hold it up? Petraeus' so-called biographer, Paula Broadwell, having an affair with her, the cyber harassment against Jill Kelly, who's having an affair with Anderson. I mean, sorry, I keep saying Anderson. I mean John Allen. What a cesspool. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Heinz Ketchup is making it easy for Americans to show their appreciation for those who have served in the U.S. military by sharing their own message of thanks.
The campaign, in its second year, also raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, an organization that honors and empowers wounded warriors. To participate, scan the QR code on the back of specially marked Our Turn to Serve Heinz ketchup bottles in restaurants or retail stores, and send a personalized thank you, which will be sent in care packages through the USO to veterans and active service members. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're proud to partner with Heinz Ketchup to give Americans an easy, meaningful way to show appreciation for our military and veterans. Heinz will donate $1 to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and an additional 57 cents for each message shared on Facebook or Twitter through the campaign, up to $250,000. It's amazing how much impact a small thank you can have.
For more, visit www.heinzketchup.com/ourturntoserve.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. I'm one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255. We continue our conversation about the things, conversationally, maybe, I don't know, need to know. You're on a need-to-know basis. You feel like conversing. That's what talk radio is all about, listening to and participating in the conversation. And talkers.com reviews what's going on every day, and we report on it here as a result of listening to a lot of talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country to come up with what my father used to call customer preference. And the Petraeus situation is certainly one of those. Washington Post has an interesting article today about the investigation. As it becomes more interesting, the FBI was at Paula Broadwell's home last night doing an investigation. There apparently are a lot of strange things going on in these emails as to how they actually use the technology, which I find pretty interesting as well. Robert's in Missouri on the FBI.
I'm retired Navy. I went in 51 and got out in 71. And I have a comment I'd like to make about General Petraeus. I know he's a good man. But, you know, when this woman is pumping all this information, I think it should be looked into very, very much. Because we don't know that that woman that's been pumping this general is not relating that stuff to whoever. And I think of being a military man, I'd like to see this looked into very, very much.
Mm. I like your choice of words there, sir. Interesting. Pumping the general. Mary in Virginia agrees that Petraeus ought to step down.
The reason why he needs to step down is because being in the service for 18, 19 years, I've seen my counterparts discharged dishonorably for cheating on their wives or having extramarital affairs or even being gay. But that just goes back to say that the rules, regulations that are on the books are ancient. And you will lose credible people, just like you lost credible service members for being gay. You're going to lose this man because the laws and the rules and regulations that's on the book, they are from, they're just ancient. And it needs to, his ability to do his job and what he did in his personal life, it's just that, it's his personal life. And him and his wife should work that out. But it's unfortunate that the country is going to, I don't agree with what he's done, but it's unfortunate that we will lose the skills of this man, because if he looks to the left and to the right, everybody else is doing it. They're just not getting caught.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of this stuff going on everywhere, whether it's government or business, even in religion, you find these stories, very sordid stories, depending on your own point of view, that is, what your values are. 800-510-8255. Okay, so let's put this aside, the Petraeus sex scandal, and move on in a few moments to the aftermath of the election. Let's see if we can get an excerpt from a good talk radio program and a few of your calls in as time allows here on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's move away from the Petraeus situation, shall we, for a while, and talk about the aftermath of the election, which has still captured a lot of time and attention on various talk radio programs. For example, here's host Michael Graham talking to James Tirado from the Wall Street Journal about what Tirado expects the next term of Mr. Obama will be all about.
The good news is that the bad news is going to get much worse.
Well, if you look at, you know, in the wake of Obama's reelection, there was a lot of talk about what does this mean for conservatives? What does it mean for Republicans? And I looked at the sort of more optimistic takes and the more pessimistic takes. And what's interesting is the takes that are the most optimistic about the Republican Party are in a way the ones that are most pessimistic about the country. That is, the Republicans will be fine as soon as we see a catastrophic failure of the welfare state, which Obama's policies may accelerate.
So, in other words, the good news is that there's bad news on the way.
Well, right. I mean, or to put it another way, things may have to get worse before they can get better.
Is there a chance, though, that the we could have another election where things are getting worse as they did in this past 4 years, where things were, everyone agreed, pretty lousy? And when you ask people, has President Obama done a good job? No, not really. And yet they reelected him anyway.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's always a mistake to say after one election, oh, it's all over. There's going to be a permanent majority now. You know, parties adjust, and what works in 1 year doesn't necessarily work the next year. If you look at what happened this year, for example, Obama had a very good turnout operation, which partly capitalized on what's left of his image as a unifying figure. But he also, in the early days of the campaign, campaign, and while Romney was still recovering from his primary, Obama starts airing these very negative ads attacking Romney in all the swing states, and that seems to have had an effect. It seems to have poisoned people against Romney. Romney, you know, his response was inadequate, and he bears some of the responsibility for that, but some of it was that his money was just depleted, and the way the campaign finance system was spent, was set up, is set up, an incumbent can spend money in the primary attacking his general election opponent. The general election opponent is depleted because he's spent all his money in the primary. He can't start spending general election money until the election. So an open seat race in 2016 is politically quite different.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to Jessica. I don't know, should we do this other? No, let's do one more of these from the election. Another host named Tommy Tucker with political analyst Michael Hussoff about people who don't like the results of the election.
You've seen the social postings. You've seen the news stories, I presume, all over the place?
Oh, yes, of course.
Is there a country that to which people are threatening to move more than others or not?
Oh, I think every year when this happens, people talk about Canada or Australia. They're the ones that come first to mind. Most people want to go somewhere where they speak English, you know, to begin with. But, you really hit the nail on the head. Pretty much everywhere else you might want to go has the sorts of things that people, at least in this electoral cycle, say they don't like the universal health care and higher tax rates and all that sort of thing.
Tell me about Australia, for example. If you want to go to Australia, how does that compare to the United States? And if you don't like the president's policies and you're trying to get away from them, how would you like moving to Australia?
Well, I think you got to think firstly about which policies you don't like. You know, you noted the fact that the Australians have universal health care, which is actually a little bit stronger program than the Obamacare that's been proposed here. So that's probably not the reason to go there. Tax rates are a little lower. Personal and corporate taxes are a little lower in Australia. But then you got to ask yourself, what about other forms of taxation? The Australians have a value-added tax that's about 10% that you wind up at the end of the day paying as much or more as you would here. So, you know, it's kind of apples and oranges. You might like that little bit of lower tax rate in Australia, but then you're getting hit with a VAT every time you go to buy something as well. So six of one, half dozen of the other.
What about guns in terms of freedom to own a gun? How do other countries compare with the United States?
The United States has some of the most relaxed laws about owning weapons. In most other countries, particularly, you know, leaving out the developing world where, you know, you're going to find low taxes and lots of guns, but probably in the hands of the wrong kinds of people, you know. Leaving out those kinds of places, most of other advanced industrial countries have much more strict limitations on the ownership of weapons. It's just much more common than the United States.
All right, so there's a lot of food for thought here. There are some states that are trying to petition for permission to secede from the Union after last week's election. Not sure that's going to happen tomorrow, but anyway, we'll talk about it tomorrow if it's important.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.